you know, when you're young, right, and you think about, oh, who am I going to marry? Who's my soulmate? Whatever. I never expected it to be somebody in a different place from another country. I think it was in August of 1999. One random Sunday, I was surfing. You know how these pop-ups come up, right? Mm-hmm. And I clicked on the banner looking for your soulmate. And I thought, why the heck not? And it took me to a bunch of sites. And, you know, there were profiles of people. I read. There were pictures. And there's one profile that stood out from the U.S. It just went on and on. And there was no picture. So I said, I wonder who this is. So I responded and I said, so I found you. Now what?
Yes, I remember that. I was living in an apartment in Marietta, Georgia, and I remember getting that email back. I had no idea where you were living. It just said overseas, I think. I had never been out of the States, and I thought, wow, well, this is interesting. So I decided I'd go ahead and send you an email. And I remember getting an email back with your picture on it. That's when I found out you were from the Philippines. I said, oh, my goodness, that's a long way away. So I thought, well, you know, at least I've met a friend, you know, overseas, and I hadn't done that before. So then we started to email each other back and forth.
And the thing is, you know, I never thought we'd ever meet each other.
Right.
So we were very open, you know, no secrets. It was always nice coming home to an email about somebody or someplace that's very exotic to me.
Obviously, there was nothing physical because we were 13,000 miles away.
And it went on for 3-some years.
Yeah, 2 years anyway.
Probably what made me realize, I love Mark. I said, oh my gosh, I'd be devastated if Mark ends up finding somebody and decides to get married and stops writing to me.
You came and visited me Thanksgiving of 2001.
The one condition that my parents had, there has to be somebody there.
Yes.
You know, because you don't know this person.
So my mom came down to chaperone.
Our first date was Harry Potter 1.
Yeah, the first Harry Potter movie.
We went
to go see that. Yes. Mom didn't come with us, did she?
She got tired of hanging around. She just said, I'm going back. Just tell your parents I was here, but I'm going back.
Yes. And then you went back to the Philippines. I was very sad. But at that point, we pretty much knew that we were going to be together.
Yeah.
I knew, oh, this is right, because not only do I love her, but I know that I can spend the rest of my life learning from her. The plan was, after we got married, is that we would go straight back to the United States and that's where we'd live, which is exactly what we did.
I can't believe it happened.
I can't either. It's been 10 years since we got married. We do have little differences that, you know, we all acknowledge.
I don't like shoes in the house.
And then
I hate that. And I like eating, you know, food from my country. So.
Mm-hmm. Stinky fish. You cook stinky fish.
But
yeah,
it's
but
so
that's
good.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right. Honestly, I think the fact that we are so different and the fact that—
There's so much to talk about, I guess.
And that we can experience all of these things from two different perspectives as we grow older, I think makes it that much more exciting. Yeah. I think it's an adventure for you just as much as it is for me, and it's a happy adventure.
It is. I couldn't ask for anything more.
Me neither.